Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here to do some healing work with everyone from the Creation Lightship. And this is show is about spirituality, which you probably have figured out. But if it's your first time on, this is show is mainly geared to get you into your body for the ascension process. So we do healings with you live on the air. So you're able to understand and feel energies in your body. And the Creation Lightship is not like, you know, standard UFOs that people see out of the three-dimension, you know, buzzing around. This is actually creation energy, and it takes the form of a lightship. So we do use similar terminology. It's very large. It's about 500 miles in diameter as you would look at it. It can change size instantly, though. And it travels interdimensionally throughout space and time. And this is what actually created you. So we're here to do another show. And I'll just put Sylvia on here. Are you there, Sylvia, to explain our show tonight?
Hi, I'm here. Welcome, everybody, to Saturday night. Wonderful to be here with you. And we're very excited because tonight we're doing a lightship healing. And we're going to talk about the healings on the Creation Lightship, and we're going to talk about what you can do to better accept your healing, and what you can do to increase your healing experience. And so we'll go over a lot of different points that have helped people, or that people have had questions about regarding how they can heal and how the healing process works, especially on the Creation Lightship. So we are also going to ask you, if you have any questions, to please contact us through the BBS Fast Chat. And that's very easy to do. You just go to our page on BBS by clicking on Creation Lightship Healing on the daily schedule. And then you're going to scroll down and you'll see a beautiful light being, which you're going to want to have on your monitor. And just below that it says BBS Fast Chat. And all you have to do is just click on that, and a window will come up, and you just simply type in your name and your question. So if you have any questions at all about the Creation Lightship and about the healing experiences, just please go ahead and type it in, and we'll get to as many of those questions as we can throughout the hour in between the healings. So maybe just to get us started, to get everybody in the right mode for this, maybe, Ron, we could do a heart centering.
Sure, that sounds great. So what we're going to do is first get you more in your body. This will take a couple minutes here. And we'll be going over on the show tonight, so the lightship healing will probably be after maybe the first hour of the show here. Then we'll do maybe about a 15-minute lightship healing for everyone. So we're going to answer some questions for those people who just need to maybe understand more about the healing process. And that will kind of include, you know, why some people get instantaneous healings and why some people may still have, you know, a problem that they've dealt with and don't understand what's happening. So we'll try to cover those questions here, and we have a few of our own that we're going to be bringing up here, which we'll be answering. So it'll be a nice show, and I'm just clearing a lot of densities off everybody right now. So we're just flicking them off here, and what you want to do yourself, this is what you should be doing daily, and, you know, probably about three times a day is what I would recommend. Maybe each time you eat a meal, you know, to do an entity clearing. So what you do is you want to connect to your spirit, and if you can't do that, your spirit always resides in your heart center. It's that small, still voice that we have. A lot of times we can't hear it because of the ego not wanting to surrender its control over us. But basically, you want to connect, and if you can't connect, then just, you know, command your spirit. Remember, all healings are a command to help get rid of entities out of you. So here we go. And they're leaving, so this is going to be very good. We're doing an extra clearing for everybody here. We have a question here on Fast Chat. Looks like Mo just had a beer, so he's wanting nothing to still participate. Yeah, if you're still in your body, you're fine, Mo. No sweat whatsoever. You know, what happens is that when you go out of your body, if you're intoxicated, you know what your limit is. So, you know, one beer, you know, on an empty stomach might affect somebody where they're out of their body. You're getting maybe kind of woozy, dizzy, et cetera. But if you feel fine and you just, you know, you're a little more relaxed than normal, then that's perfectly fine. But you might want to check your eyes out and look into a mirror and just see if they're still full of life. If they're dulled over, you can still listen, but your spirit needs to always be with you for healing. So if your spirit's not with you, then you won't receive a healing. And you have to be in your body when you go to the light shift. So whatever part of you is with you, even if it's only, you know, 10 or 20%, that still has to come along. And this is why we mentioned that, you know, off and on. But these healings are not a meditative process. It may sound that way when I walk you through the different healing modalities on the light shift, that you think they should be in a guided meditation, but that is not true. You're actually there physically, and I'm watching on the light shift as this is happening. So you're all about ready to come more into your body. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. Your spirit's going to come back into your body whatever way it needs to. So here it comes. So bring in your spirit, and I'll count to 10 as it enters your body. And if you're sensitive, you'll be able to feel a change. So here we go. Bringing you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing here. And again, bring you in a little stronger here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're clearing your spirit out naturally each time we do this process, because your spirit cannot come to you wounded or with baggage. That's what happens with people who have past lives. When they come in prematurely, they bring the trauma back to the infant, and at that point, or the fetus, and then you have problems throughout your whole life. So you can't come into your body. You don't want to come into your body, I should say, unless you're whole and complete. Here we go. Coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So you should feel a little heavier in your body now. This is a normal process. When you're in your body, you feel heavier. We're going to have your spirit now come in through the bottom of your feet. Instead of coming in through your crown chakra or maybe the heart chakra, we're going to have it now come in through your feet to give your body a healing on the lower part of you. So here we go. Coming, going out of your body and coming in through your feet now. So here we go, bottom of your feet and up to your knees and the chin, and go out. And you're coming in, and out, and in, 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 out, and in. There we go. So now you're a little more home in your body, and we'll do a chakra alignment, and then we'll put Sylvia back on again. So here we go. Heart chakra, going to move that around for everybody. Wonderful, that's perfect. Go to your throat chakra. There we go. And your third eye. Wonderful, that's your sixth chakra. Going back down now to your solar plexus, your power chakra, number 3. Perfect. And number 2. Perfect. And number 1. And that's perfect. Going to do an opening for everybody, so normally the chakras are maybe a couple inches in diameter. This you could check out with a pendulum if you like. Have somebody lay down on the table and put a pendulum over each chakra and you see it spin. It should be a nice round circle. Doesn't matter which way it's going, just so it's a nice round circle. If it's elliptical or going in one direction back and forth like a line, then you know there's some problem there. So here we go. Going to open up your heart chakra. So spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, spin, spin. I mean, throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Your third eye, sixth chakra, forehead, spin, 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 open. And back down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There, now you should feel more energy flowing through your body. Typically, men don't feel energies, so I don't really expect men to feel. Only about 1% will feel. So if you're a man and you're listening here and you're just sitting there and hoping something's happening. It definitely is happening, even if you don't feel anything. And on the other hand, women are about 50-50. So half the women can feel and the other half can't. So it's kind of just the way you are. Maybe there's a reason if you can't feel that is benefiting you. I know that it could be frustrating for most people who want to really feel, but they can't. The same thing people will say, gee, I wish I could see psychically. And, you know, they do all they can do, and they still can't. But that's just the way it is. So I do kind of believe the more you get into your body, though, the more better the chances that these will start to work for you. And this is what this show is about, to regain your spiritual identity, to integrate with your spirit. This is the whole show. This is the foundation of the show, to get into your body for ascension. And if you don't believe in ascension, then you should be in your body anyway, so your body can live longer, so that your spirit can heal you. So that's the bottom line, is that you want to, you know, be in your body to be responsible for its actions. And when entities come into you, these emotional bodies of people who have passed on, they'll play around with you, just like, you know, a host. Your body's a host, so it's like the puppeteer and the marionette, and you're the puppet. It'll do what the emotional body has online, so, and how it wishes to work with your body. So, anyway, here we go. We'll get Sylvia back on here, and you should all be feeling a little more solid in your body. You should have a little greater consciousness. You might be able to think a little bit clearer. And this is the best way to do it, is to, you know, regain your spiritual identity. Everybody out there has a spirit. So, you know, we talk about that, and this is the way that you can connect with yourself. And, you know, our teachings are just very, very, very simplistic. You know, this is the teachings of Jesus. You know, be home. Go within for your knowledge. Don't go outside. Don't use your mind to distract you from your true spiritual identity, which is inside of you. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. I'm still here. And let's talk about the Creation Light Ship. And for anybody, especially who may be new or who hasn't been with us to the Creation Light Ship before, maybe you can just talk just a little bit about what it's like and what happens, how it is that people are actually transported to the Light Ship. And then we'll talk a little bit after that about how to request your healing.
Okay. Boy, that's a really big question there. So here we go. The light ship is out of time, okay? But it does materialize in the location where it is when you're on the light ship. So even though it's nowhere, it's everywhere. And it's in dimensions and out of dimensions instantly. It is creation energy itself. So it knows everything about you and about the universe, how it was created, because on the light ship has all the blueprints of everything manifested in light frequency or the light. And it only works in the now. And so basically, when you're transported to the light ship in physical body form, you're wearing the clothes that you have on. You know, it's kind of like beam me up, Scotty, in a sense. But what happens is you are taken up out of time. And when you're not here, so you may ask, well, I'm always here, you know, but your senses are saying that you're here, but you're really a vibration. So if any of you are a little bit older, and maybe even nowadays they may have this, but in the older days they had strobe lights that were kind of popular probably in the, I guess, 60s, 70s, okay? So you go to a party and there's a strobe light or something, and that was kind of the big thing. And what happens is that if you just kind of visualize a strobe light, it flashes on. And let's say you have your hand in front of you. And then you move your hand a foot over to the right. And the strobe light now goes out. And then it comes back on again when your hand is moved over a foot away from you, okay? And then all of a sudden your hand appears, you know, in a different location. Another way to look at it, too, is if you've ever watched anybody filming airplanes, You can watch the propellers turning, okay? And so even though you can see them stationary, and each time, you know, the frame of the camera is at a certain, say, speed, for instance, it will change where the props are. So you may have seen that visually. But yet if you didn't have the camera taking a picture of the airplane's props, you would think that there's nothing really there because it's going so fast. So basically, you're turned off and on continuously, just like the lights in your house. We have 60-cycle line frequency here, which means that a regular incandescent light bulb is being turned off and on at 120 times a second. And the reason why it's double the line frequency is because you have two pulses, one on the top of a straight line going from left to right. We'll just figure like a little, like a small little mountain there, a half circle. And then it hits the flat line and it gets turned off. And this is alternating current. And the bottom now has the same pulse underneath it. So it's actually being turned off and on, but you have two pulses in one cycle, which means that it's twice the frequency which they're transmitting, which is 60 cycles per second. So the light's being turned on at 120 times per second. This is much like you. So you're being turned off and on continuously. And each time you have that pulse, that the wave on the top of the line and below the line, that contains all the divine spiritual information of your manifestation of who you are. So hopefully I'm not losing anybody here. But remember, each time you cross that flat line where there's no time, because that's your timeline and time stops there, then the light ship, since they created you, will transport you to the light ship. And then they rematerialize you over again, and bingo, you're now up on the light ship walking around. So you're actually, in a sense, two realities at one time. And since they created you and they know how to work with time, they can actually stretch that time out and do more healing work on you. So it's a little interesting how it works, but that's the real easy way of saying it. I don't have much more information than that. That's how it was described to me. So, and I'm sure it's much more complex than what I'm saying, but for our simple minds here, that's how it works. So when you're not here, you're there. And then you're able to walk around physically, because all dimensions have physicality to it. And the light beam doctors work with you. And on the light ship, you're able to request your healings. Everything is done in love and light. But basically, what that indicates or means is that you have free choice. So some people may not want to have a complete healing. They may be under the false pretense of, like, no pain, no gain. So, you know, you're in communication directly with these beautiful light beings. Another way of saying it, these are like the master saints and angels of their first incarnation energy before they left their first creative energy before they left for their incarnation. So they're just pure, like, white light beings, and they will help you and assist you for healings at the end of ascension right now, which is where we are. Some people talk about the year 2012, which is kind of the buzzword now. The Mayan calendar ends. It could be sooner, could be later. I just don't know. I'm not privileged to that information. I'm just here to help you get into your bodies. So when that time happens, you'll be able to take your body with you to a higher consciousness. And that's really what I'm here to do for you. So basically, you're up there talking to the light beings, and it's your free choice. They will never go against your free will. They don't care what kind of belief system you have, whether you've went to church religiously every day of the week or you went once a year or never. It doesn't matter to them because they created you and you're a divine being created from them. So whatever you believe down here makes no difference according to your healing. The divine never judges you. And your connection is through your spirit. So you must be in your body for your healings because your spirit is the conduit for healing. So, Sylvia, what question do you have?
Well, let's talk a little bit about then what happens when you go to the light ship and you get there and the healing sessions are about to begin. We've had a lot of questions from people. Should I request a healing? How many things should I ask for help with? How many conditions can they work on at any given time? And should I make a request, or should I let them, like, just kind of figure out what I need most based on the scan that they do to find out what condition we're in? So lots of questions that we get all the time, and maybe you could delve into that.
Okay, the first thing that they look at when you go to the light ship after your body scans, so what they're doing is scanning to see what type of, human you are, since we're humans here, okay, or what type of creation you are. Remember, there's other type of beings out in the universe that may look completely different than us, and they also work with them. So they first find out what type of being we are, and we're humans, so they'll know that. And then they scan our DNA, look at our special codings that we have in this here, and they know more about us than we do naturally. And they can look at our genetic history through your DNA and probably other codings that we don't even know about and find out what type of situation we're dealing with in our body. So once that is done, then we go to the next room. So that's what we call the transporter room. So these words are sort of like you might hear on Star Trek. So we're familiar with this terminology. You know, if we were maybe a few hundred years in our future here, it might be different terminology, or even 200 years in our past, you see, where people didn't know much about, say, UFOs at that time. It wasn't really talked about. So the terminology now is sort of based on like UFO information as far as the information that people can relate to, okay? So it's according to our belief systems here, and a way for them to give us information according to our normal language that we have. So after that transporter room, we go to a room which I call the orientation room. And here you're at free choice to select the team of doctors that you wish to work with. And there's many, many races, over 200 on the lightship. And they're all different types. You know, there's minerals, different types of crystal spirits. There's orbs. There's little spirits that may look like magnets. There's dolphins. There's whales. There's energies that look like us, and tall ones and short ones. There's flowers. I mean, there's just many, many things. There are different light frequencies, different color frequencies. They have rooms for different therapies. So anyway, there's many, many things there. And so we're at free choice to select the type of beings to work with. Remember, it's just like down here, you look at somebody, you may not like them. So you're at free choice to select the being that you want to work with. But they're all love energy, so there's probably nothing to like with any of these here. And they all work with the heart energy, too. So you're not, you know, having any judgment on them, typically on the light ship, but you're still at free choice. So you select your teams, and then you ask them, you know, what's wrong with you? And they say, well, we found this wrong with you, and you're up there consciously asking, remember. And they're talking with you typically through mental telepathy. And then at that point, they start working with you, and you request your healing. So let's just say that you have a problem with maybe your ankle, okay, and you wrote down on a piece of paper maybe that you wanted your ankle worked with, or you just kept it in your memory. So you go up there and you start talking with the doctor and you say, man, my ankle really hurts. I got a sprain on it. It happened a few days ago. And can you please fix this for me? Well, maybe they saw something wrong with one of your lungs. Maybe you have something going on that's life-threatening or something like that. And so they're going to go to that area first, and they will tell you that, no, your ankle is nothing. You know, this other problem is very, very serious, so we got to work with this. But to you, you don't know what you're talking about up there, down here, because you don't have that awareness, okay? So they fix that problem with you. Then you come back here, and you go, you know, I don't know what happened with me. You know, this is a bunch of hooey. You know, I don't believe in anything with the light ship because my ankle still hurts. Well, they may have worked on something that was much more life-threatening to you, and the ankle is just incidental. And so what happens is some people who go to the light ship may not have any results, typically because of that. And they may have other situations that they don't know about that are more critical. So it may take a few more times to go up to actually address that one problem. So that's kind of how it sort of looks. There's more energy there than I can kind of talk about on the air here what actually happens. But you're actually being guided up there on the light ship. Each time they do a procedure with you, say an adjustment, let's just say that you go to a chiropractor, right? And they do some technique where they work with one of your vertebrae down here. And then the doctor says, okay, walk around, see how you feel. And you walk around down here and you go, boy, it feels a little better, but I got a pain over here still. And so maybe the doctor works with maybe one of your back muscles or something, and fixes that, and, you know, you walk again, and, you know, this is kind of how it is on the light ship. So you're actually a free choice. Now, let's say that maybe you know, you're almost healed completely, but, you know, you can deal with, you know, a 20% pain because you maybe had 100% pain for 5 weeks, and 20% to you is nothing. So then you say, okay, I'm fine, and you walk out the door. That's the same way on the light ship. They will never do anything more than what you request up there. Remember, you're up there moment by moment, and each moment is a different time. So you don't really, in a sense, the doctors will do what they can do for you in that given amount of time. And some people just need more time, and maybe they're asking you many, many questions about your problems that you're having with that situation. Maybe they're reading your emotions to you, counseling to you, and maybe you just don't get it. Maybe you say, you know, I don't have that type of problem. They go, well, you have this problem. It's an emotionally based issue, and you need to work on this. And so you say, okay, I'll have a healing maybe in a year from now when I'm done working on this problem. And so, but down here, you don't understand that. And so this is kind of how it works. So you're at free choice, and they'll do all they can to help you, but they will never go against your free will and free choice. So that brings up another situation of emotional trauma. So basically, we all know that our illnesses are caused by emotional traumas. And the situation then is the emotional traumas then need to be released from us so that we can have a healing, which is true. So the light ship, because of its high frequency, will work with you on a physical body level, but it won't work with your emotions because the emotions don't go there. Remember, emotions are judgment. And so judgment energy, the light ship does not work with whatsoever. And so you need to work on your emotions down here, which means that you have densities in your body, and these densities are what cause your illness. So it's like wearing a big musty coat, and you have to clean that coat off of you in order for you to feel lighter. And this is very important to understand that these emotional densities must be released from you so that your spirit can come more into your body, number one, for the healing. Remember, it's a conduit for healing. Every show we talk about this here. Your spirit is what you need to heal you. It has to be healed itself, and it must come fully into your body for healing. And if you're not ready emotionally for a healing, how could you possibly ever have one? And so, and you must be in your body all the way, too, to do a 100% healing. So some things are easier than others on the light ship to do. Some people have instantaneous healings, and, you know, in a 10-minute session, other people may take, you know, maybe a few hours or more on the ship. It's hard to say. Some people might even take a few months for a healing. So there's no way to know, but you must clean out your emotions because that's caused your problem. And your emotions are passed on by your ancestors, so you're just a basic manifestation of judgment here. Initially, at some point, your body was light, and then it hit physical form, and then the physical form got denser and denser, and the longevity of your life has decreased because of judgments. And so we need to release those out of us, so which is our emotion. So this is basically what you have to do to have a healing, is to get rid of the emotional density in you to have a healing. There's other things that need to be released too, but that's the main thing. And once those emotions are cleared, then your body can start to heal. And I'm sure all of you have been to practitioners before, and they start working with you, and all of a sudden, whatever modality of healing they're using, they go, we just get a block here. The block is somewhere, and naturally all blocks are past life, which could be a second ago or further back. And these densities that you're holding on to is preventing the life force energy from your spirit to come into these areas for healing. And this is what it amounts to. So either you have blocked energy or you have unblocked energy. With unblocked energy, your spirit can help heal you. With blocked energy, it can't. So it is very, very straightforward, very simplistic. You must release the traumas that you have stored inside of yourself to start to expect a healing. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you here.
Okay, well, we have touched a little bit upon the next thing I was going to bring up, which is the free will and the idea of accepting your healing and giving your consent to have a healing. So I know you talked a bit about that, but maybe you want to just talk a little bit more about what it means to really accept the healing energy.
Okay. That gets to be a little hard to talk about, so let's kind of switch it slightly here.
Okay.
It's your faith quotient, your belief. This is what Jesus talked about, your belief healed you. So what does that really mean? The belief is, in a sense, trust, okay? And it's, are you able to take the consciousness of your body from its lower densities of blocked energy and truly believe that you can have a healing? So this lifetime you might say, oh man, this thing really hurts, and I really want it healed. I completely trust and I'm willing to have this healed. But the densities then are preventing that. Remember, your mind has like a, you know, you have like a mind of a body, you see, and if that mind of the body doesn't believe that, then you won't have a healing. So you want to clear out those densities. And then on the other hand, whatever you believe in, as long as you have perfect faith in the healing, if those densities are released, that's going to work for you. I think, like I said on the prior show here, you know, you could get a rock, you know, with a three-leaf clover on the top of it, even a four-leaf clover, if that sounds better to you. And if you really believed with your whole heart and you opened yourself up to spirit and you thought that that little rock there with that clover on there was going to heal you, and maybe other cultures could have thought this, you know, maybe a few thousand years ago or so, that would do that, because you're opening your heart up to allow the divine to flow through you. It doesn't matter how the healing actually, you know, is presented to you or how it's done. It's you releasing the energies of perfect faith, knowing that you're having the healing. And that gets very, very kind of sticky, but that's kind of how it works. And so there could be a part of you that does not want to accept the healing. And, you know, there's a gray area there. So for myself, that's very, very frustrating working with people, because it's not necessarily like the onion peel, but in one hand it actually is. And that's my whole frustration, that the density here that we've had in our body for over 4,000 years is so strong that it's very hard for people to have a healing, because they carry so much trauma with them, and that trauma has to get released for your spirit to come into the body. So I kind of hope I answered that. It's for me, it's a frustrating situation. My belief is down here that once you ask for a healing, that should be granted to you just by you surrendering and wanting that. And on the light ship, I know that they do all they can do, and you probably are healed. I've had people who were seers mention that they've seen people with missing arms and legs on the light ship having those there. So they were materialized. Why weren't they materialized down here? Well, somehow our consciousness does not allow that to happen. So we don't have that belief system. And if you know everybody who cuts their finger, this is a belief system now that everybody's taken on too. If you have a cut on your hand, you know that it's going to be probably healed within, you know, say a 2-week period if you cut it like with maybe a little razor blade or something, right? So in 2 weeks, that will probably be healed 100%. And so we know that on some level of consciousness. But if we had a belief that if you got cut, you know, that's never going to heal, what's that going to do to you? It's never going to heal. But we do have that belief, and it's subconscious, and it heals automatically, much like a doctor. You go to a doctor and you have a broken arm, and they, you know, fix your arm. They set it, we'll say, and put in a cast, and they say, well, this is going to be healed in about 6 weeks. And the body organism that you have, the human body, will start working on that and heal that in 6 weeks. And that's been, you know, for a long time. I'm sure that people who had broken arms 100 years ago, they probably healed in 6 weeks also. So that's just the way the body goes about it. But what if for some reason that belief system, we'll say, was changed 1,000 years ago, and maybe prior to that it was six weeks, and then all of a sudden everybody thought, well, this could be changed maybe in, healed in 2 weeks. Then you would have the belief system stored internally inside of you that it could be healed, you know, in a two-week time. So we're really looking at the judgments that we put upon things that we don't know anything about, and this is how, you know, things work. And so basically on the light ship, they do heal you, but it's what you're dealing with down here. You know, what's in your deck of cards that you may not even know about, you know. So anyway, hope that sort of answered that question.
Yeah, and another question that comes up a lot of times with people is, what happens if I go to the light ship for healing and I don't see the people up there or see anything, or maybe I don't feel the energies? And we've even had people ask, you know, if I fall asleep during the session, do I still receive a healing? So can we talk about that a little bit?
Yes. As far as falling asleep, that's just what happens sometimes. Some people fall asleep. Nothing's wrong with that. You're still on the light ship. They're working with you. I doubt if you're asleep on the ship, but down here you're asleep. Maybe you have to have that process of falling asleep to allow your body to relax enough to release some of that trauma to get out of its own way for a healing to take place. So that's the way I would answer that question. Nothing's wrong with that. Although most people would like to be conscious to feel sensations in their body and to maybe communicate with the doctors if they're a seer or to see the light energies. Everything is a little different for everybody. Now, the person who cannot see or feel is still working for you. So just know that as the densities are released from you, and maybe you might need to go up on the ship maybe 10 times. Maybe you've already experienced 8 times and you have no results going. Well, maybe they're working toward you to release energies, and maybe you're doing that consciously. And then all of a sudden, maybe the 10th time it's going to work. And what I hear from most people, I'd say probably 99% of the people that I work with that go to the light ship, also tell me that that they go up for the first time. This could be even a 10-minute session. They can say, yeah, I have a lot of relief, but it's not fixed yet. And then from there, maybe the next time they go up, it's fixed, or maybe it takes them maybe a month or two. But each time they feel better. So you're progressing toward wellness each time you go to the light ship. And, you know, they're changing your consciousness. Maybe you could not fully accept the healing the first time. Maybe it was just too far out of your consciousness. Think, yeah, I'm really going to a light ship physically. Come on, are you kidding me? You know? And then as you start hearing comments from other people that they saw something up there, that makes you believe that, yeah, this might be real, you know? It's nice to work with groups of people. And you just need one or two seers to start off talking about their experiences. And then people start to relate to it, and they go, yeah, I did feel a little warm, where I felt tingles in my body. Well, that's validation that something is happening to you. And so anyway, if you don't see or feel, you know, that's common. Remember, if you're a man, you know, typically, you know, the odds are really against you from seeing or feeling. And if you're a woman, you know, half the women can feel, half can't. That's just the way life is here. But, you know, they are working with you, regardless whether you can feel or not. So that has nothing to do whatsoever with your healing process. And sometimes, like I said, we have to get out of our way, and the healings are in place. Remember, they're working with emotional density. So when you come down, maybe all the healing energy is around you. The cocoon energy which we give you after each light chip healing is around your physical body. And you can request additional healing. So maybe that's just ready to snap into, to have that last domino fall down so you can get your healing. But yet your stubbornness, in a sense, or lack of knowing, or which we'll just say is ignorance, is preventing that. Maybe your body just doesn't really relate to this too much by what you've read or been taught. Maybe your mind is just too busy analyzing everything. And so when you go to sleep at night, all of a sudden, wham, that healing takes place. And then you wake up the next day and you go, man, I feel better. I wonder what happened, you know. So anyway, this is kind of how some people respond to healings. It's nice having seers because they can validate exactly what I say on the light ship. The information that I have typically is about 3 seconds behind your experience. And so for the ones that can see, can validate 100% what I'm telling them. So it's just a wonderful thing. But, you know, if you don't see or you don't feel, it's still going to work for you. That's not the prerequisite for a healing. Once you show up and you're on the light ship, you will have results. And you may not understand what's happening, but they are working with you. It's not like you go up there and they look at you and they go, uh-oh, this one here is a bad case. You know, put him, you know, over by the door there until we come back, you know, and you go back down. They are working with you. So anyway, this is how the light ship works. So when you go up there, you are being worked with. Okay, Sylvia.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the cocoon that they place around you before leaving the ship so that you can extend that healing energy for the next few days.
Sure, that cocoon energy, to me, is just a complete blessing and grace. After they work with you, they realize that you may need additional help. And so they give you this cocoon energy that's placed around you in your auric field. This is that divine healing energy, which we just call a conscious healing energy around you, which you can use for typically 5 days after your light ship session. And so it's always there working with you, but naturally it works in the now only, and you must ask and request additional healing. Because remember, the light will never go against your consciousness of how you wish to express and the way you feel, okay? So what happens is, and people misunderstand, most people are under the assumption if they do a prayer once, we'll say, that these energies, you know, getting outside of the light ship, let's just kind of forget about that for a minute. So I think what we're taught through religions is that you pray to God and God should answer your prayers. Well, do you think God's really working with you continuously? No. So each time you ask, a result happens. And so if the result that you have, remember, it only works in the now. So you ask in the now, you get a response back in the now. And they'll do what they can do. Remember, they won't go against your free will. So if your ankle is hurting and you say, you know, can I please have a healing? You ask the cocoon energy to work on your ankle. It just did it instantly. Is it any better? It could be, yes. Maybe it's not any better. Okay, my ankle still hurts. Can you please work on it again? And it will do it again. Remember, it's only in the now. It doesn't remember or go back and hang on to the old. It's in the now. So it's one now, next now, next now, next now, next now. Maybe you have to ask 200 times, you know, and you might get frustrated at that. If you ask 200 times, you don't have a healing, I would definitely probably go inside yourself or start to journal on a piece of paper and ask your subconscious, ask your spirit, whatever you want to do on a piece of paper, why is this healing not working? And just start doodling and start cleaning your mind out, and it might take, you know, 20 pieces of paper, and eventually you're going to get an answer. This is the way it works. And they might say, well, you know, you still hold judgment toward Johnny, and the body happened to carry the judgment energy, you know, in your ankle. And you'd go, that's pretty strange to me. Why would just, you know, being angry with Johnny be stored there? Well, your body stores the energy wherever it can, and it's blocked energy, so your resentment and anger toward Johnny could be why you're not having the healing. So this is one way you can figure out by dialoguing to yourself to get information on why this healing didn't take place right away for you. But basically, you know, this is the whole process is to align more with your spirit. Maybe you're only 20% in your body and you're expecting a miracle. Well, hello, that probably is not going to happen because you can only carry 20% spirit energy. This is what I talked about. I do this quite often on the shows here. All the New Age metaphysical books, and this will probably push buttons here in people, but the first page should be a disclaimer. It should say, you know, buy this book, and it will only work for you if, number one, you are 100% in your body, and number two, if you eliminated all emotional traumas that you've experienced in this lifetime, and number three, and all past lifetimes. At that point, everything in this book will work for you. Now, since we're only basically 20% on our body, how could you ever expect a healing to happen? Because the 20% energy will not carry through the divine 100% energy. So you can only get a small percentage of the healing. At times you will get a miracle healing instantly, and it happens. But, you know, it goes from the emotional energy, so the divine gives you 100%. You come down here, and you can only carry 20% of that life force energy. So I hope I'm getting through to people right now. So now you have 20% of that healing taking place. And now you hand that, it's like football, now you hand that football to your emotional body. And it just eats up that energy because it needs life energy to live on. And it has all these traumas, and these traumas are just sucking energy out of you. So it takes maybe 19% of the energy, because it wants it, okay, through the traumas that it experienced to live on. So you have 1% left, okay? So you got a 1% healing. The divine gave you 100%, you received 1% of that. So this is why it's so important to clean out your emotions, the baggage which is preventing you from having a healing, and it's also preventing you to be 100% in your body. And this is why I'm here to help people get into their bodies for the ascension. You must clean out your emotional densities to do the ascension process. You can read all the books you want. You can throw all the money you have towards spirituality, buy all the books, go to all the classes, all the teachings. If you're not in your body 100%, you just wasted everything. So anyway, that's the basic teachings. And then you have to go within. You just need one book in your metaphysical library with one page. Go within. Okay, Sylvia.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground so far, and I was thinking it would be wonderful if we could bring in some divine energy for people now. And we've been bringing in the energies from the 12 creation energies on the ship. So maybe we can, I think we got up through the 8th or 9th class, so maybe we can go to the next energy.
I think we did up to 9, I believe.
Yeah.
If anybody was online, if you could, I do have it on my piece of paper here. We went through 9, so we'll do
9, yep.
3 more right now.
Okay.
So what I'd like you to do is to scroll down on your screen, and if you're not there, just click on Creation Lightship Healing on any one of the dates, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and scroll down past the light beam, and you're going to see some text, and underneath the text is this symbol, and the symbol is the lightship insignia. And we're going to energize this here. We're going to bring in the final 3 of the divine energies that created the universe, created you. We'll bring them in one at a time for you to experience their particular attribute here. So here we go. We're going to bring in number 10. So again, just sit back and relax. And here it comes. So I'll just increase the energy. And you're going to probably see the picture actually physically change on your monitor screen. It may get brighter. It may look like it's more transparent, possibly, more etheric. It should lift off the page a little bit here. And this is the light ship doing this for you. So these healings that we do are done by the light ship. And the divine beings are helping you. Here we go. This is activating very nicely right now. And what you might want to do, if you're sensitive, you may want to put your hand across your monitor screen. Go back about 6 inches. And just kind of move your hand in front of your monitor back and forth. And just see how you feel about this energy. Some people, when they put their hand in front of this insignia, or even the light beam when she's activated, their hair on their arm will stand up for validation that something is actually happening here, and the rest of your monitor doesn't have any energy on it at all. So it's activating right now, and this is divine energy, creation energy from one of the creating, using the word, I guess, beings here on the light ship. This is number 10. So just sit back and relax and experience this wonderful energy. And I'll just put some music on for us to listen to as you experience this. And ask for healings. Request healings from your heart.
Remember to go to your heart center to experience this energy because that's where it's going to connect with you.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you, Sylvia. And the light ship does not use mind energy. Everything that's created is done with love. Bring in the next energy of the divine, the creation energy of number 11. Remember, each one of these have different attributes. They'll feel a little different to you, different frequencies, different vibrations. So here comes number 11. So again, we'll command the energy down into the room here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll drop you into your hearts here. So here we go. So just kind of visualize, if you like, an elevator. This you could do yourself. So this is teachings, we'll say, or practices that I'm trying to get you to do yourselves, because I don't need to have really anybody codependent on me. I'd like you all to be able to do this yourself so that you can become conscious. So this exercise will work for you. Right now the light ship's going to do this for you to clear the path, we'll say. So you can have a nice, clear, perfect channel. So if you want to visualize, we'll just say your ego self, your awakened consciousness. There's many words for this here. We'll just call it your awakening consciousness, what you think with here. We're going to drop that into your heart. So just visualize your head, your forehead with the 10th floor, and an elevator is going down to the first floor, which is your heart. So here we go. We're dropping you down. so you can have your consciousness in your heart center. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And it feels very good. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, so we'll put on the same song again. So that sounds very relaxing to me. So we'll hear this beautiful song again and just kind of sit back and relax. And, you know, just experience this wonderful healing. You're in your heart center now. It should feel like your heart has ears on it. And also on that is your mouth. So you should be able to talk to anybody in your room now with a different consciousness, with a lot more tenderness and love energy. And you're in the moment right now. Energy here, number 12. We'll bring this in now. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, just sit back and relax. Allow the light shift to bring this wonderful divine energy to you through your heart center. And just request your healings. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. Just kind of sit back and relax. and have this wonderful experience here. From the Creation Light Ship, and it's quite something to actually feel these energies here. So what I'd like to do is we'll have the light being energized here. So if you don't have her, you know, on your screen, if you could do so, and we'll just do one special treat here. We'll do some water charging here. So I'd like all of you to just get up and get a glass of water. 8 ounces is very adequate. And I'll just talk for about a minute or so here. I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but like I said, this show is very live. So we'll just do some water charging for you. And I'll just do a little infomercial here. So we're doing a special 4-hour Creation Lightship Healing a week from today, which is on the 18th, and it's next Saturday, so it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and the cost on it is $60. So if you're interested in really having some healing work done to move yourself forward, to experience these divine light beings, this 4-hour conference call is phenomenal. Words cannot really describe it. People who have been on it, if you're on it for the first time, you're kind of like spellbound. And normally at first your human mind is going to say, oh my God, 4 hours, are you kidding me? Well, we've been on the show so far for an hour, and it just feels like minutes. Well, typically a 4-hour conference call, you know, mentally we'll say, feels like it takes about 20 minutes. And they also charge 7 gallons of water for you. So this will be a little sample for you to experience some divinely tasting water. This is created and designed just for you. It will change the energy in the water for water that you need right now, this moment. So you have some beautiful water to drink. And the water, I haven't had anybody say it hasn't tasted different yet. So I imagine there are people who say it hasn't, but whenever I get emails from people, they explain and tell me how wonderful the water is. So what I'd like you to do now is to energize this light beam. You should all have your water in front of you. And it's a real simple process, nothing to do, just let the light chip do it for you. So they're going to connect to you through your heart center. So just watch this beautiful light beam in front of you. If you can't find her and you don't have her in front of you right now and you're panicking, just go back and maybe go back one on your screen. If you're not on the screen, but go to Creation Light Ship Healing and just scroll down until the light beam appears about an inch or so in front of you. And this is what we're activating right now. And like the light ship insignia, it'll start to change frequencies, change colors. So you're going to see her become more three-dimensional. And she'll actually look like she's real to you. And actually, she is. This is like a living photograph. So here, she's activating. You just feel the love energy pouring into you. You don't have to believe in anything. Just feel the calmness that she's presenting into your room. If you don't see her change, that's perfectly fine too. But she is bringing you divine energy, the energy that created you, to your heart center and helping you for healing. So, again, just request your healings. And we're going to do some water charging now. So she's fully activated. And if you want to put your hand in front of the monitor screen, you can. And you're going to feel a presence of energy as she's transmitting this to you. So get your container of water. And I'm getting mine right now here. And like I said, the light ship only works in the now. And they're going to be, or she's going to be transmitting energy from her to your heart. This energy will go from your heart, you know, to your shoulders and down your arms, elbow, wrist, palm chakras, and fingers. So right now, she's activating this water for you. And just, you know, like I said, put one hand on each side of your water container. And you're going to feel this beautiful love energy. She's all in your room, so if there's not enough room in front of your monitor, if you have a couple of people or more, you're going to still feel this energy. And she's connected now to everyone. And this will take probably about 15 seconds here, so you might kind of take a mental note what your body's feeling. And you may feel your hands kind of buzzing. That's a real common experience that I get all the time from people. You may feel your hands pulsating. They might be getting warm. And if you don't feel anything at all, remember, it's still working. So don't beat yourself up at all. Like I said, men are 1% who can feel, and 99 can't, and women are 50-50. So if you're able to feel, just feel blessed, believe me. Okay, this water is completed. So I'd like you to take a drink of water or a sip, and if you're going to take a bath tonight, if you have a, you know, you don't want to drink half of this, put the rest in your bath water. It'll be very nice to do this. You're going to feel a different energy. So I'm going to have some of my water right now, and you can comment if you wish on the fast chat how the water tastes to you. Very good. I was actually very full of water, so I had quite a bit before I started this show here. And I was like, you know, plenty full, but I still had about, my body wanted to drink about 5 gulps of the water, oddly enough. So I probably drank, you know, 4 ounces of water. And I was actually full before that, so I needed some more water in me. So if you want to comment on this, you can. Just click on BBS Fast Chat below the light beam and just give a comment here. What we're going to do next here is go to the Creation Light Ship. And we kind of described how that works. We're going to be going out of time, like we mentioned, on the sine wave. So when you are not here, which you may not even know about, you're going to be transported out of time to the light ship. It's a very simplistic way of looking at it here. And this only works for people online. So if you're on an archive, unfortunately, you must be live with me to have the light ship connect with you. but you're going to be able to also listen to the show and hear the experiences, and the light beam will still be activated. So you will probably feel energies. So
Ron, here we go.
So just sit back and relax. Everything is done for you. And we're getting ready to go up. And now we're going, and now we're there. It's that simple. They're doing a body scan on us. And to see, like I mentioned before, what type of being you are. And now we're going to the next room, which is the orientation room. And they're talking to us, and we're talking back to the light beings, describing what we'd like to have done with us. Request no more than two things. That way they can work fully on what you are asking for. And mind you, there may be something else that's more critical with you that they're going to be working with also. So just request your healings. We're going into another room. So for those who can see, we're walking down a long hallway, and it's kind of curved. The left side is the windows to the light ship. You can look out and see stars if you wish. On the right side are the rooms and the walls where the doctor offices are. They can materialize instantly. And they have pictures on the wall of different type of writings of the different races that are there. Remember, there's over 200 races on the light ship. And everything is love energy. And right now we're going into the procedure room. So the first room we're going to go into, which is very, very standard for most of the healings, is the hot tub room. And there's maybe a dozen or so hot tubs there. We can be in this room throughout the whole session. Remember, we're still here. You're hearing me talk. You can pinch yourself. Looks like you're still here, but you're on the light ship also walking around. Because when you're not here, you're there. So the hot tubs, what I see they're directing us into are the green ones. So this has a green gel solution. Doesn't normally touch your skin, but it just goes around your skin. So we're going into the hot tubs right now. And they're doing some special energetic healing work with us. And the hot tubs are used to kind of open up your pores for detoxification. Next room we're going into is a special room where they have a lot of energy frequencies flying around the room, in a sense. And these are going to cleanse your invisible bodies that we cannot see. We normally just think that we're just a physical life form, but we do have energies around us. And in this room, they're going to be cleansing these energetic, invisible bodies that we have. And those bodies can also hold density and residue. So we're now going into the next room. We're in many rooms at one time. And this room has the beautiful swimming pool. And it looks like they're bringing over to us the beautiful golden whales. So these are whales like we have here. A different life form, but these are pure gold. So their skin is just gold energy, and we're able to have these healings now. So just, again, request your healing in each room that we're in. And if you'd like to actually feel this energy, put your hand out in front of you with your palm facing forward, and about a foot away from your body, you're going to sense an energy force field. And this is actually where you are touching right now physically in real time on the light ship the whale. And you can actually move your hand up and down, back and forth. And if you're really, really sensitive, you're actually going to feel how the whale feels on the light ship here as this energy is being brought down to us here. And it's quite nice. A lot of vibrations there is what I'm picking up. And we're having these beautiful whales do some healing work with us right now. Remember, we're in many rooms at one time. And you know, because of that, and because we're out of time, we can have time stretched for us. So we could be there for a lot longer than what it appears to be here. We're going to go into another room. This is the room of your choice. If you haven't been on the light ship before, just kind of request a healing. They can do a tune-up with you. If you feel perfectly fine, just say, I want to have a tune-up. And they'll know all about you. They'll conference with you and take you to the room of your choice that you need and what they're offering for you for a tune-up. So this is where we're going right now. If you have a more serious condition, then just also request healing. Remember, the light beings are doing the healing on you. It's nothing to do with me. They're helping you completely. And this is the experience between you and the light being doctors. So wonderful. This is happening right now to you. This is just a wonderful energy with these golden whales. They're just wonderful beings. And the room that we're in, for a lot of people, I see a lot of frequencies in the room. I see what looks like to be, in a sense, laser pins up there working with you. I see some wind energy. That's what we call it down here. I'm seeing different types of, it looks like, like elliptical energy waves kind of being pulsed through our body to do healing too. So there's many, many modalities, more than we could ever think of or imagine down here. And we're experiencing this right now. Remember I said we're in every room at the same time. We're still in the hot tub room. And we're going to go into another room. And this room, again, is a very special room. We're going to go into the room where some of the masters are. So remember, they were created on the light ship, and everyone has their own room. So we're going to go into the room where Archangel Michael was created. And this is where his original frequency is. So we're going into this room right now. It's in a whole different part of the light ship. This is away from the procedure rooms for healing. On a different floor of the light ship, and we're there now, and we're opening the door, and it's just pure white light energy in this room. And as you look back further through the white light, you can see this beautiful being there, also of white light, but you can actually see it move. And this is Archangel Michael. And so he may appear a little differently to you if you're a seer. He might actually take more of a physical form. He might even change colors for you, or maybe put a gown on or a robe, but this is kind of your own experience here. But you're in this room, and you can ask him for guidance and healing also. So I'll just put some music on here for everyone so you can have a real-time experience here, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes here. So just request your healings, and remember, this is real. This is happening right now in this moment. This is not a meditation. You must be in your body to experience this here. So, that was just wonderful. So we're going into one other room now. This room is where they can help us to release physical body pain that we might have in our body. So again, you want to request your healings, and they're going to start to release pain. So if you have any pain, just request it now. Again, this room has many, many, many modalities of healing, and you're a free choice on the Creation Light Ship to experience whatever modality you'd like to experience. So here we go. You're in this room now, and just request your healing. You may find your body spontaneously moving a little bit, possibly, during these sessions. You might feel some internal body movement. You might feel your body getting lighter. Just different things happen. None of it's traumatic. They don't believe in that, and they will never cause anything that's real painful for you at all down here. So it's all very gentle. And just request healing now if you have any pain in your body, and we'll see what they can do to help you. So again, I'll put another song on here so you can just kind of sit back and relax and just enjoy your wonderful healing. One final room now. And let's see what room they want to bring us to here. This is a wonderful room of pure golden energy. So this is going to be a nice experience for everybody. So we're going into this beautiful room. And again, request your healing. What I would do is probably request a healing maybe every 20 seconds here. Remember, they work in the now, but it... you want to just keep requesting if you don't feel the result that you'd like to have. So just keep asking. And again, we'll see you back maybe in a couple minutes here. come back now. So we're going back into the orientation room where we're giving thanks for these beautiful doctor teams of light beings who've worked with us tonight. Now we're going back to the transporter room. And like we said earlier in the show, they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this will be with us for the next 5 days. So again, remember, the light only works in the now, so you want to request healing. So, you know, if you need to request more, just request more. And this is being done to us right now. We're coming back down through a beautiful white light tunnel. And we're coming back the second, and now we're here. Okay, so this concludes our show. Like I said, we have a special four-hour conference call this coming Saturday, a week from today. It's $60. You can email me and just send me a check. Made out to Creation Lightship, made out to ET Healing Clinic. It's on my website, or just get back with me on either the telephone or an email. And you can have the session this weekend. We also do conference call, one-hour calls for only $20. They're Monday and Friday. So if you wish to further your spiritual development and your healing, this is the way to do that. It's very reasonable. Everything is geared to getting you back into your body for ascension. And when you're in your body, you're more responsible for your life. So this is where you want to be. These are the teachings of Jesus, is to go within, connect with the divine, and also to know yourself. So do you have anything else to add, Sylvia, before I sign off here?
I just thank everyone for being with us. We love this experience with you and with the Lightship. It's just really wonderful to go there with you all and feel that wonderful love energy. And have a wonderful weekend. Stay in your heart. And if we didn't get to your question or request, we're sorry. We try to get to as many as we can, but we will get to them again on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And until then, much love to you and good night.
Okay. Good night, Al. Blessings to all of you.
Greetings, Earth Explorers. Welcome to X Squared Radio, where the past meets the future. Your host, Brooks Agnew, believes everything we do will eventually affect the universe. He's trying to do that on purpose each Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the BBS Radio Network. Come where the results are always positive. Explore the mysteries of the universe and of the Earth. We might go a little past your imagination, but have no fear. You'll be safely traveling with us. Keep your arms inside the vehicle, recline your chair, and look out the window as we launch X Squared Radio.